Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services. Walker Medical Linen specializes in bed linens, towels, scrubs, and lab coats. Family owned and operated for over 140 years. Find out why hospitals of all sizes, surgery centers, and medical clinics trust Walker Medical Linen. Online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen St. John, and of course, Nate Bucati, now joined by Todd Lebo. There he is.
Good morning, fellows.
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What a weekend of sports.
Yeah, football sucks.
All around.
Yeah. Football's awesome.
It's the best.
Oh, you like the Chiefs loss?
No, but
like?
I'm not worried about that. They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
I really
He's got
not.
A 4-0 football team.
I'm not worried about the Chiefs at all.
I don't like when they lose, though.
No, it's frustrating.
I don't like it.
Well, especially
when
they're
like so much better than the other team, yeah. And they lost. They lost that game. They didn't get beat.
From the get-go, everything that has been kind of talked about in the offseason leading up to the season that hadn't bitten them yet happened. Right, Sky Moore is not a guy who's returned punts. He's back there, first time in kind of this weird building where the dome is open and it's light and it's not light. It's, you know, it's a weird thing. He drops the very first punt. And the defense stands tall as much as you can getting the ball inside the five-yard line. They didn't just let him walk in.
And the second punt, he didn't know where he was at.
Didn't know where he was going. They got very lucky there. This is not their fault, but Harrison Butker got hurt. And then they've signed a guy
what's their fault? They signed him. They didn't sign the right guy.
And Dave Tobe said he watched him kick. Well, he didn't look at anything in his past. He made 9 out of his 10 kicks, and he loved him. And he was really good. I thought Thursday would have been a tougher spot for him. You know, big Amazon Prime, short week, blah, blah, blah.
I feel comfortable saying that he sucks.
I think he had a week to think about, wow, I'm kicking for the Chiefs. I talked to him in the locker room on Wednesday. Yeah. He seemed like you can't tell if a guy's going to miss kicks just from talking to him.
You want to see him kick for the Chiefs again?
He missed the first one, and he was just toast.
If Butker, you're right, man. We talk about all these injuries, and the biggest one was Butker. If Butker plays, they win.
Yeah, I think so, because they've withstood Willie Gay yesterday. Jonathan Taylor didn't run for 600 yards. They didn't give
Darius
up 38
Harris
points.
Hitting people.
They did a nice job on defense. Put in horrible situations by themselves. Some Chris Jones penalty was by themselves, but starting the game at the 4-yard line is not the way to have to go out there.
You know what I was robbed of? Because I even said this could be a Nick Bolton game.
So Nick Bolton was great.
Nick Bolton was great. And there's your guy. He gets the job done and runs off the field. Because that's what he always was at Mizzou.
Yeah.
You know? All action, no talk. And
you're asking what Chris Jones said. It probably was the F word. This referee's standard must be like, you know, you sit there and you, back in the day before you, there was no reason to argue with an umpire in baseball because the replay, you would see and they go out there and say whatever they want, but the second they got the magic word, doom. And the same thing with basketball technicals. He must have said,
right, but that's like
not even one of the seven dirty words, like one of the two dirty
but
words
that's when
or
you,
something.
But they would do that when you say that to the umpire, to the official.
Yes.
He wasn't talking to the official. What, are they going to monitor and say, okay, what are all the players saying
to each
other?
Well, I would love to know if someone near that pile was mic'd up. Someone's always mic'd up for each team to do their little things. I'm hoping it was Chris Jones. That would be great. Then
because
we would
here's
know.
The deal. Whatever
or
he
Matt
said.
Ryan.
Matt Ryan is going to be okay.
Matt Ryan didn't react like
he's going to be.
Oh, did you
I can't believe you said that to me?
He's going to be all right.
You just crossed the line, Sir Jones. They didn't do that. That's the white hat. What that referee did, if we find out what he said and that's the standard, we probably have a real problem on our hands because it didn't look like that big of a deal. But here's the deal. It was a big deal. And when you want to, if you've been in the league as long as Chris Jones has, and you know that the game is evolving, as he said, he didn't just find that out when he got that flag. You have to know time and place for things. All right. Let's say you're beating the Tennessee Titans to go to the Super Bowl by 24 points, and it's the fourth quarter, and it's 5 minutes to go. Sure. Jaw a little bit, lip a little bit. You're in a rock fight in Indianapolis, and you got a kicker who can't make a kick. You're faking field goals. You're doing all this stuff just to survive. That's the time to run off the field.
Scratching and survive.
And just be, all right, let's go out here, and we forced a punt. We did our job. Let's hope the offense can run out the four-minute clock or whatever it was going to be at that point and get on the plane and go to Tampa next week, hurricane providing. But, you know, that's the problem with what Chris did there, and I appreciate him taking responsibility for it. That's what he's supposed to do. He didn't bitch and whine about it. Oops,
yeah.
Might have got a flag right there. I don't know.
Man.
You don't have to dump
if
that,
If this
Mark
was an NFL joke. Game, you would be penalized.
15 yards.
Maybe would. I also find it laughable that he can't remember what he said.
Well, that might tell you it was something he doesn't want to repeat.
Maybe so.
But for me, like, you talked about some of the mistakes, things that we thought might be a problem. I expect growing pains this year. We talked about that a bunch because if you're relying on 9 rookies to go out and play significant minutes, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to have problems, and you might have to say early in the season we're willing to live with those because by the end of the season they'll be guys that they're not rookies anymore, you know, and they're going to be ready to play. That's why the part that was to me more disappointing was you don't expect that from Travis Kelce and Chris Jones.
Right.
They're Super Bowl champs. They're veterans. You expect them to go out and make the plays.
All pro.
Travis Kelce also dropped the game winner.
And you know what? Travis Kelce's going to probably catch the next one. So I'm not going to lose a ton of sleep over it.
But I'll tell you this.
I still have a lot of confidence in Travis Kelce.
All the way around.
You know?
Now this does need to be talked about. All the way around. Special teams.
That was awful. That was an F performance on special teams.
Everywhere. I mean, think about all the different
Andy
things.
Andy Reid was getting on Dave Tobe on the sideline.
And here's the deal. Pacheco, so far, is a terrible kick returner.
So tell me
Sky
this.
Sky Moore, so far, is a terrible punt returner. Now you're talking about living with the rookies.
At the end of the game, it worked out because they ended up getting a penalty on the sideline, which we didn't really get a very good review of either, and got the ball to 30 and made it doable. But shouldn't you just fair catch that kick? You can fair catch kickoffs now. Take the ball to 25.
Yeah.
It's a terrible decision.
He should have done, and that was not his worst because he had more.
Well, why are you trying to field that punt where Sky Moore did to begin with?
Yes. That and, you know, obviously the kicking part. The decision to fake the field goal, I feel certain, was tied to the fact that they had already missed.
Oh, really?
A kick, but and that's a horrible decision.
Yeah.
Well, they had a penalty on a field goal. No, but here's, he had to re-kick one.
And they had a penalty on the fake field
goal. Here's what I'll tell you. If you've made the decision, you know what? I don't trust my kicker.
I agree with you.
Just line up with Mahomes.
Call a different third down play and then have Mahomes do the fourth down play. All of it.
And see, this how I will tell you.
This was as ugly a day as the Chiefs have had. I kept saying that. But, you know, then last year, the game in Tennessee was way worse than this because they got drubbed.
I did get super pissed off at one point. And I'm not gonna do. I'm gonna let it go. But I'm glad there's been some time for me to cool off, because, as you know, I wanted the Chiefs to draft George Pickens in the second round when when they had a chance. I wanted him, and then I saw him make that Odell catch
right
on Thursday night, and as soon as Sky Moore did that, I just went into this. Susan has no idea who George Pickens is. But she heard
you
me
need
going,
to listen to me
and it's
talk
ridiculous
about George Pickens.
Because Sky Moore's going to be a fine football player.
And George Pickens made one catch.
That's fine, but I like George Pickens.
And then he didn't catch another ball.
That's fine.
Believe me, as someone who had him in a single-game parlay to get over 50 yards, I thought he was there.
He can't throw it and catch it, too. That probably has a little something with
Mitch Trubisky. Oh, is that where we're going now?
But I'm just telling you, I went in this – I got it out of my system. I just went in this tirade about George Pickens. But then I was good, right? But I'll tell you what else just – pissed me off, and I just couldn't get over the fact that they tried that fake field goal. Like, I just like, what? Because I keep, like, Just go with Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because that someone said if it would have been a better – No. They had that – that play wasn't there.
No, it didn't look open to me.
The Colts had two – right, if it was a good pass.
And they also had the two penalty defenders on the play, right there. Too. There was no – that was a –
Oh, if he makes a good pass, everyone loves – I go, no, because two Colts defenders are right there.
The first down.
That's a 4th and 10.
Yeah.
The thing was awful. The whole game was awful, and they still, after all of that
because
mess,
the Colts are terrible.
They still had a chance at the end. They were not from, I don't know, from Matt Amendola field goal range, but they were close. And then you know how they ended it? With two guys standing in the same place and throwing the interception.
That's a bad interception.
You know?
Mahomes had a couple bad passes in the game. He said that. He threw behind guys a couple times.
He wasn't great.
But those guys had opportunities to make catches. You know, but
let's say this right now, too. This Chiefs offensive line is not playing at the level they played last year.
Yeah. Yep.
Orlando Brown has struggled. One time fell on his own and tripped himself.
Dude, he just fell
but,
over.
You know, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith have not been nearly as good as they
were. I
will
say Trey Smith had one block on that fourth down run.
He had a good one, but he had penalties. Yeah. And, you know,
it was also
they haven't been as good.
Like, they get – you know, they do have a very good interior offensive line. And finally, when they decided they're going to run behind Joe Tooney, they said, hey, let's just run the ball like I've been asking them to. Just run the ball. They scored a touchdown. Instead of this and whatever that –
Yeah,
whatever that was.
He tried the chest pass. That was they did that once to Dontari Poe. I think back in the day they pulled an old play out. They're reverting back to the things that used to really bother people when Alex Smith was the quarterback.
Based on
play
you,
calling at the in the goal line,
he third and short, just short yards. Based on what you've seen, and the answer apparently is no, right? But do you think there could be a role for Ronald Jones
to have a uniform on?
Yeah, just to situations, goal line or in short yardage.
To not be in sweats just, on Sunday?
Well, just having a guy
maybe
run
they're waiting
right
for
up the middle.
This week to play against his old team.
We'll just run right up the middle.
Who do you take off the roster
you know?
To put him on?
Isaiah Pacheco.
You've got to find somebody else to return kicks.
Well, just fair catch him.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you that the bar is not so high where I look at that and think, well, I can't find someone that's going to fall down at the 10-yard line. And look, he's promising.
Yeah.
But maybe just a little tweak. There's a little tweak.
Yeah.
A little tweak here.
They've got a lot of young players filling in situations. And some have done well. I mean, there have been some high moments.
When they used Pacheco as the actual running back, he ran the way you're talking. I mean, he was five yards every time.
Yeah.
5 yards every time, right behind Tooney.
It kind of works.
Yeah.
He got stuffed on a play, and
I just say Ronald Jones because he has had success, and he is that kind of runner. But look, here's the deal. Running the football, you have Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Joe Tooney. Let's not overthink it.
So now
it
you
sometimes.
Want to take the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands.
No, I love seeing Patrick Mahomes in 2nd and 5.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
And that's what they did on that drive with that Pacheco. They had Mahomes in 2nd and 5 a bunch.
I want to see Mahomes the quarterback sneak, too. And so does he. Right. But they're not going to do it.
That ain't happening.
Matt Ryan did it at work.
Everybody does it. I don't know a quarterback who doesn't.
Because you know why everyone does it?
In 3 years.
You know why everyone does it?
Every time?
Because it works a lot.
Yeah, nearly every time.
And I think it's ridiculous that they won't do that.
We can't live in our fears. Who was it that used to say that?
Danny Clinscale.
Todd Haley. Todd Haley said it to what's his name in the Hard Knocks. If we live in our fears.
Yeah. You know.
Here, somebody emailed me this morning. Tell me about this. Do whatever it takes, Chiefs. Sign Odell Beckham Jr.
Is he healthy yet?
I don't think so.
Bring him in.
Nate just put his head down.
It's just about time.
I feel like this
for
question has been asked so many times over the past couple of years, and it's
almost time for an old, over-the-hill guy to be a Chief.
Ah,
it's about the time of year they do it.
If it's Odell from last year, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we all get excited.
Would you like them to sniff around him? And let me tell you something else, too. Something else I was robbed of. Juju Smith-Schuster had a pretty damn good game.
Yeah, he did.
He was, you know, they found
I'm
him
not worried about the wide receivers.
But I've been disappointed in MVS so far.
He made a couple of plays yesterday. He had a nice play on that picked up a third down.
Harbin has a heel problem. I know people crushing him, but he's not healthy. Yeah. I've been disappointed in Sky Moore, but I thought Juju was just fine yesterday.
Sky Moore didn't even get on the field for offensive snaps.
Oh, well, MVS also was wide open down the field, and Mahomes overthrew
missed
him by about 5 yards.
But I think that's what you want out of Juju.
Yeah.
And he had a big play, and he was there for a couple third downs. Yeah. I like what I've seen from him.
He set him up in scoring position. They failed.
He had a nice block one time when Mahomes ran for first down. So
I didn't think this. I didn't think the Chiefs were going to go to Indianapolis and score 17 points. I thought it was going to be more than that. So that, you know, that was very disappointing from the offense.
The way,
now they did miss 4 points on kicks.
You guys
but,
both
missed
every pick on our pick segment or whatever deal, and so did I, because I picked the Chiefs and I picked the Bills, but I did have one saving grace. I picked the under.
You got the under.
How many,
how many would you put on it?
20.
Yeah, it's something. Hey, Liz, you're the first person to win a bet for your guys. So
stupid.
I was looking around for two-point conversion charts. Do you think they kicked or they went for two on the second touchdown just because they didn't trust the kid to kick the extra point?
I don't think I don't think Kelce got in there at all. I thought they took a cowardly way out by saying, oh, inconclusive.
I thought initially right when he caught it, he was in.
But can you find me a chart that says when you're winning by two?
No.
Go for two?
I thought they went. I didn't think they went for two because it was strategic. I thought they went for two because they had no faith in the kicker.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
I think
fine.
That's what it was. Like, well, we're chasing points and we don't trust our kicker, so we might as well.
I thought it was just, I don't trust him.
I didn't see get asked last night. But I was just like, this. I know it wasn't the end of the game. It was early in the game and all that stuff. But it was like, I don't find a chart anywhere. There could be some new math somewhere, but
now,
not that I saw.
I do believe, even though you've been accused of being something else, I believe that of all people, you take the common sense approach. You don't. You know, go crazy over this or that. I mean, you'll give a reasonable take here. Were they not arguing at the end of the half, even though we were told they were?
They were definitely arguing. It didn't look all loud. It was more of an argument than Chris Jones had with Matt Ryan,
right.
But less of an argument than I've seen Eric Bieniemy and Travis Kelce have on the sidelines.
Does that even register for you, or is there something?
It definitely registered. It definitely perked your ears up, and you made your eyeballs focus in, and you're like, "What's going on here?" You know. And I thought CBS did a decent enough job of showing it for a while before they went to commercial.
And then they talked about it on the kickoff. You know what?
Yeah,
I can't remember
the sideline reporter. You know, she was standing right there because.
Tracy Wolfson.
When you saw Andy Reid lead Patrick Mahomes away by his elbow, because that's what you do when people are just talking, he turned and talked to her right there, because I think they get a little. You get 10 seconds. Ask coach what do you got doing? You know,
said,
adjustments
doggone.
Or something. So I think she was standing right there. Probably it was. It certainly wasn't. You could get a lip reader to say it wasn't like you're an effing a-hole or something like that. It wasn't like that, but they had a disagreement of something that happened at the end of the half, and Patrick said afterwards he didn't like the draw play call. He wanted to go try to score points. Yeah. I get that.
And it's like, to me, that's just as simple as I love having a quarterback who always wants – Peyton Manning always wanted to go for it.
Always.
He would wave
people off the field.
He knew that he had a play. He believed in himself. He had confidence in the offense and all that. But you know what? That's what the coaches are there for. Sometimes you
gotta reel them back.
You know what? This isn't the time. And they didn't. They failed to do that in the playoff game. They failed to call Patrick Mahomes off. They should have called him off and said, look, I know you want to go for it here, but the smart play is for us to kick this right now.
Or the smart play is to not throw a swing pass.
Yeah.
With no timeouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, and I think that's probably what's going through Eric Bieniemy's head right there.
Yeah.
Dude, this half has been awful.
Yeah, that wasn't Eric Bieniemy's call. That was Andy Reid's call. Come on. Everything's Andy Reid's call.
Yes. I agree with that. But
so why is he mad at Bieniemy then?
Well, Bieniemy's the voice he hears in his head. I think he's the one who calls the plays to him. He's just happened to be the guy standing there probably. But the smart play was to get off the field there because they weren't going to get in a 48-yard field goal for Matt Amendola. Okay?
Right.
They weren't.
I want a Hail Mary.
Well, that would have been fine.
I like the Hail Mary. It's an enjoyable play. I don't get to see it very often.
I'm with you on that.
Let me see it. He's got the arm for it. Let's air it out. Let's go.
Patrick Mahomes takes a hit, though. And
again, what are you living your fears? What are you saying?
It's not something that I
fire it down the field.
I was really just wanting them to get to halftime and get it over with because the first half was terrible.
Yeah, there's something to be said for just regrouping. They didn't regroup very well, though. They're going to be fine, man. I really do. I think the Chiefs are going to be fine.
AFC West division that I was so excited about, it really looks like crap.
The South kicked the crap out of the West this week.
Boy, the South was awful. We've been making fun of the South. They couldn't beat anyone but themselves.
Can't.
And they just go to beat the Chiefs. They beat the Chargers.
Trevor Lawrence and Raiders. Jacksonville, that was the headline for me. I mean,
that's a good-looking
Herbert
team.
Was hurt. Well, they put up 38 points, and Trevor Lawrence and the running game and everything. Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, and like, you know, the Colts maybe aren't that bad.
No, the Colts
are as bad as the Jags.
And this was their home opener. It was all that stuff. You knew they were going to come to play. You saw the point spread start dropping yesterday. People were like on the Colts, you know.
You know how many things the Chiefs had to do for them to win barely?
All of them. I know, and that's the thing.
I got to go back to this again because I can't get over this part.
Muff punt.
First of all, okay, the muff punt.
First thing
first. He's not very good right now. That doesn't shock me.
Muff punt.
Here's what shocks me. This is what shocked me. Okay. That field goal kicker wasn't on our team for a reason.
Yeah.
So that doesn't shock me either. Here's what shocks me. The Travis Kelce had two hands on a football that was delivered perfectly in the end zone, and they win the game if he catches that and he doesn't. That shocks
me. That's shocking.
The other thing, I'm still going to go back to this, man. What are we doing? They were talking. Chris Jones and Matt Ryan, you're going to throw a flag that helps decide the game. They still have to score
it
the touchdown.
It wasn't even any head-shaking talking.
That's what I mean.
It was it was probably like, we got you,
or
MFing old man.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Go back
I'm
to Atlanta.
Here.
I don't even know.
Do we really need that?
I don't think we need it. But he called it. But if that's the standard, there will be a revolt among players and fans. If that's the standard.
I'm telling you, we talk about they threw a flag on a guy last year
for looking
at the bench.
I know, but you're talking about two instances in the last two seasons. How many times?
But
I can tell you 15 times I saw something worse than players talking to each other yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's that was a bad thing. But
how many times doesn't it happen?
But you have to be smarter than that as a guy who's been in the league for a long time.
He was all alone. He was there with the quarterback. I was yelling out on the field because I thought he was going to do some kind of headbutt or something or whatever.
If anything, Matt Ryan kind of had his hand on his chest pushing him.
Do you think there's anything that Chris Jones could have said that should have caused a flag? Really?
No. I mean,
I get it, Nate. I know what they're doing.
I'm going to kill your family and eat your children.
Yeah,
what if he said, I'm going to eat your children?
Football.
I agree.
He just tried to rip his head off the play before, but then he said a mean word.
The closer point to Marco's point, the closer thing was he was kind of late to the pile.
Yeah.
Maybe if he hadn't been late to the pile, they wouldn't have thrown.
I was kind of wondering that a little bit. If he wasn't, he already kind of had drawn attention to himself, and it was like the ref was standing there. Maybe it's like, I'm going to give him a chance. He just keeps talking.
It's a bad call, but Chris Jones invited the bad call.
Yeah, you don't need to put yourself in a position where the ref even
don't
has
do
a
it.
Decision to make.
You don't like that call. Don't like it.
But like I said at the beginning, both could be true. It could be a bad call, and he shouldn't have put himself in that situation.
I think they are true.
And like if you're the Chiefs, there's only one part of those two things that you can control.
Don't put yourself in the situation.
Right? You can't control what the ref's going to do, but you can control what you do in the situation. And I'm glad that Chris Jones owned it.
Yeah.
You know, and he won't do it next time.
Let's hope not.
And
that was bad. And then, you know, having to do the fake field goal, all those things were bad. Those things were bad. I mean, when we list all these things out, the surprising thing is, the list of things that are on the defensive side are very small. The offensive side is a big mess. The special teams side was a big – special
although,
teams only plays like 9-10 plays, and they were bad on like all of them.
The defense was excellent.
They were, but I will say that last drive –
the last drive sucked.
Lasted 9 minutes.
Yeah, they couldn't
get
off the field.
The Chiefs offense never got the ball.
But they did get them off the field.
Well, they did.
They did stop them.
But then they still had three more chances
fine,
and they
though,
didn't.
But it's not fair to say they didn't stop them. Because they did, and they owned a big third
there
down.
There was a flag that was dicey close, right? There was one flag. But they had more chances. Once that play happens, they had a chance. It was first and 10
but
now.
But it was third down. They sacked him. They did get him off the field, and words hurt.
Yeah, but then they didn't score a touchdown on that play.
I know,
they
but
had
you can't take away
nine more plays to stop them, and they didn't get the job
they
done.
They should get credit for that.
But if you're overall, when you're sitting here looking at a game and you say you give up 17 points, one of the drives started at the 5-yard line, you had a great day defensively in the National
and
Football
League. How about on that fourth down when Nick Bolton got in there and stopped him with his hand and then stopped the ball with
his
helmet?
Dude. That was
he
a
was
great
so
play.
Good.
He was
and
great.
He had two sacks, and I was going to just couldn't wait to come on here. I still should talk about it, but that gets lost.
He was great.
But here's the deal.
Sneed was great.
Why,
I mean, Justin Reed sticking his nose in there, making plays. They're doing
you
stuff.
You should feel great about the defense.
Frank Clark had a sack.
Frank Clark was
this
running around.
This is why you should feel great about the defense, because they didn't have the guy that they think is their number one quarter in Trent McDuffie.
Or Willie
they
Gay.
They didn't have the most athletic linebacker in Willie Gay, and they didn't have an important part of the rotation defensive end, Mike Dana, who had been starting games. Mm-hmm. That's not nothing. And we could have all, if they would have had a subpar performance defensively, we would have come on there and said, you know what, yeah, but they didn't have two and a half starters or three, I guess,
Carlos Dunlap
starters.
Flashed all day.
Yes, he had a big sack and a strip, right? And so you know, I don't want to sit here and be all doom and gloom because that defense, I'll take that, right?
I'll take that every game. Too, Spags was dialing up blitzes at the right time.
I will
the Colts
take
were not seeing them.
Holding a team to every, but then you say they're going to get McDuffie back. They're going to get Willie Gay back. They're going to get Dana back. And you could dream about how good that defense could be. Now, and that's true, because they balled out yesterday. Nick Bolton is an effing stud. Willie Gay was playing well before he got suspended. Trent McDuffie looked like a number one corner in that first game, even though it's a small sample size. They moved up in the first round for a reason. Karlaftis showing promise. That's there's so much to be excited about defensively. Now, the tackles on the offensive line look bad. That's a problem right now. Mm-hmm. All right? The offense, I'm not telling you they don't have the components to be good because they do, but they look out of rhythm. And they just look discombobulated. They're not clicking. There's every reason to believe that they will eventually. Cuz again, I thought Juju Smith-Schuster had a good game yesterday. Travis Kelce, Clyde has had his spots where he's looked good. I still think at some point I'd at least like to see what Ronald Jones could do as a short yardage guy or as a goal line back. I'd just like to see it because they're not as good as they could be right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's probably time to see him in a real uniform on a
Sunday.
That's
all? That's it?
And it's probably, I don't know if what Harrison Butker's situation is, but there ought to be some kickers in town today. If he's not ready, you can't sit there and rest on that.
He's been out for, 3 weeks
now?
Oh,
it was a bad sprain. I mean, back when you go back to when we saw it happen, mm-hmm. It looked ugly.
And he still made a 54-yard kick.
Right. But, you know, like you said
I'm seriously to this point right now with what I've seen. League-wide, everywhere, everywhere. Because there were eight missed field goals yesterday.
Oh, are they? Tell me more about missed kicks.
Justin Tucker missed a PAT yesterday. The greatest kicker in the world.
Well, didn't Buck Kicker's had a problem with PATs?
Well, a problem. Not like everyone else's problem, but I mean,
I know
he's missed
college.
A couple.
He's missed a lot.
But I saw, if you asked me, what are the three things you're most confident in on the Mizzou football team? Hmm. Although he did miss a kick last week, and he did. But
like a 25-yard kick from the middle of the field to win a game?
You know why? Because he had never missed from that distance before.
Ever.
You know, 30 and under.
So here's the thing. I am not opposed to Justin Reed kicking off and Harrison Butker.
I'll let him kick field goals now. I don't care. I never want to see him and Dolan kick nothing.
If you can make a 54-yard one-stepper with a hurt leg, I'm ready for that. Don't worry about the kickoffs. Justin Reed has proven he can kick
I'd rather
the
see Danny Amendola come in and kick right now.
I don't know if you want that.
Well, I think I do.
I don't think you do.
I don't ever want to see
don't
him again.
Don't be silly, Steven. You don't want Danny Amendola kicking. You want
Take
the thicker kicker kicking.
And listen, no, I don't. And let me tell you something. And this is
Are you pointing at me?
He's
no, this pointing
is
at me.
Because I don't care. Everyone's arguing about
he's
this.
He's getting exercised.
Saying, I just, you know. Drinkwitz made the right decision, but it didn't work. So it wasn't the right decision. That wasn't. And I did say right there, I hate because I've seen all this stuff before. I don't care who the kicker is anymore. I hate waving the white flag and just relying on a kicker. If you don't have to. If you don't have to. They had just had the biggest offensive play of the game down inside the 5-yard line. Auburn couldn't do anything offensively, and they didn't do anything offensively in the overtime.
He's disappointing
just
at
score
me.
A touchdown. Just score a touchdown. Quit trying to over, you know, yes. My analytics. Score a touchdown. Score a touchdown.
Well,
don't put it on a kicker.
The other
just
side of it is you
kicker.
Score the touchdown, and they run the kickback.
On the other side
that's
of it
how they
is
all
this,
think.
Okay?
That's why they
that's
don't.
Fine.
That's why basketball
but
coaches don't want to foul when they're up three because they think about the worst case scenario.
Blanket statement.
Score
I don't care
touchdown.
Who it is. If you don't have to, I'm not a fan of relying on kickers.
Not even the thicker kicker.
No.
Okay.
Because
not even
it's
butt kicker.
Because now you know.
Well, now you know.
You know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
What you tell me? I know what you were saying.
No, when it was happening, I was like, oof. I understood why, though, because if you score,
absolutely,
then you give Auburn will have a chance to have the ball.
Absolutely.
I get that.
It's and do
but
nothing
when
with it.
He missed it, I was like,
it's defensible.
They're not going to win this game.
But I said,
and then they go and they stop him and then so of course
Auburn
they get
missed
Auburn
a field goal was offside.
Two chances.
Yeah.
Ever in my
Nate
life seen someone
Pete
reach a ball out and squeeze it and drop it?
It looked like
no.
He looked like he was trying to hold an 80-pound weight with one hand, just dropped.
Ha.
And I get it. Let me tell you something. It pisses me off too. I see so many people attacking him on Twitter. Nobody
he didn't do it on purpose
feels worse about that than he does.
It's very surprising to see that happen with the new gloves and all the stuff. It's hard to like,
but I mean,
drop a ball, but. But it's also why we say don't dive for the pylon, don't reach the ball,
right,
and all those things.
But,
it's all
everyone
that stuff
does it.
I just think about this between the unique circumstances of being a Mizzou and Chiefs fan. So many things. I made a list of all the things that had to happen sequentially for Mizzou to lose and the Chiefs lose. And they all happen.
It's a long ass list.
And I'm right. And they all happen. And I'm like, you know what? I can't even be mad about it. I'm watching this thing.
It just happens.
I've had so many, like, where does this rank? You know you're cursed when you have to figure out, well is this
I don't
is
know.
Bad?
Could be six, could be seven.
Yeah, is it like,
I think it's just 13.
Does it make top
but this 10? Can't be this can't be as bad as the South Carolina overtime game when I was down there.
No.
But this is as bad
Connor
as kickball. Is this bad as this? That
oh, this
fifth
nowhere
down,
near
like,
fifth
down.
I'll place this. This is seventh.
You know? And, like, with the Chiefs, I wasn't that mad. I said, because I'm still not over the AFC Championship game. That's the meltdown. You know, I'm just watching this, like, of course. I'm ready for it. You know, I'm just, you know, beat me, whip me, make me write bad checks. I'm ready for abuse right now. All of it. I've seen it all. After this weekend, I can't, you know what? You could whip my ass so many times. That's numb. It's red.
You got to get up off the mat
right
for another round
I
of football
will.
This weekend.
Let's go. I can take it. People ask me, how is he? He's gone crazy. He's seen it all, but let me tell you something. I look back at what happened at the end of the Missouri game. I'm like, there ain't no way all that happened. Are you kidding me? Like, if I hadn't seen it.
And you're around it and you go,
if I
some
hadn't seen it,
happen.
I would say, oh, you're lying. You're embellishing.
You made that
There's
up.
No way that happened.
All in 2 minutes?
Uh-uh. Me just didn't miss 26 yards. Pete just didn't drop the ball like it was a grenade at the half-yard line. And then the same thing with the Chiefs.
They weren't offsides
well,
on the missed field goal by Auburn?
Right. There's no way all that stuff happened.
No.
And then with the Chiefs game, there's no way Kelce dropped the touchdown they had both his hands on.
Travis
and there's
Kelce?
No way Chris
no.
Jones said words and got a 15-yard penalty that extended the drive after the Chiefs had stopped him and it was 4th and 14. How could all that stuff
they
happen?
They faked a field goal on 4th and 10? I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
And had
dropped a punt at the 4?
I can't really relate to either of you guys. My team, all they do is win.
All they do
right.
is win.
But I mean,
that's
like,
all they do.
All those things. Don't seriously. Late. Isn't it unbelievable?
No, I guess we saw it, so it's believable.
But
yes.
Like if I had told you before, like you're embellishing, those like
up.
That's like a collection of things that happened throughout the season.
Yeah, that happened in 17 other games, and you made it one list.
But you know what though? No. Let me tell you something. It's like a drug. Look at me, I'm wired right now. It's exhilarating. I ask for this. I ask for this kind of entertainment. And so I'm not going to back down. And so I'm done watching. I love it.
Up my
Injected
dose.
In my veins.
Give me more.
I'll get paid off for it. But my God, where can you get this type of, I'm going crazy. I'm watching this. Now, both teams fell flat on their face. And they got kicked in the junk at the end. But man, oh man, what a wild ride. I'm watching all this stuff. There's no TV show except House of Dragons where literally you had the prince standing in a window pleasuring himself to the city. Like, I don't know what. That's even more surprising than the Missouri game. I don't know what's happening right now.
It's wild.
It was wild.
Wild.
There, I feel like I've got it out of my system now.
You better?
I'm not mad, but it's just like, ah.
It's just
what
it is.
What about you, Marco? You just sit there.
He was over
Marco's
the Kansas
up in Lawrence
you
watching
the Jayhawks
the Kansas
win
game.
But when you heard about it, were you like, huh?
Yeah, my buddy.
How could all that happen?
My buddy texted me. He said, I can't believe Missouri just lost that way. And I said, wait, what now?
Right.
And I checked Twitter.
And if you got a guy, like a Missouri fan, saying, I can't believe they lost that way,
I can believe
it's got to be real good. It's got to be something. Because we've seen it all. And for a Missouri fan to say, I've never seen that before. Then you think, my God, did a dragon fly on the field and set fire to the team?
Like Prince Aegon in the press box?
I remember
lording over everyone.
My mind went to that South Carolina game, though, the overtime game. And I remember sitting on my couch with my dad and brother watching it. My dad just looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, I've done this to you.
I made Susan drive home. Like, I can't drive. I just want to sit.
Can't do it.
So sit, look out the window. Let's take a break. When we come back, I would like to talk to you. I'd like to talk to you about Kansas State going to Oklahoma.
Hey, let's just add to the weekend.
And
let's go.
All of a sudden, Adrian Martinez, we're having conversations. Should he be the quarterback? Should they look in a different direction? And then he looks like Mike Vick against Oklahoma.
It was unbelievable.
And then Kansas and their quarterback continues to look like a Heisman candidate. And now they're 4-0.
Jalen Daniels looked just like he looked all year.
Everything that's happened now, you know what? You know what? This is my takeaway at the beginning of the show. This damn thing's wide open.
Oh yeah,
Kansas fans can say right now, you know what? We got a shot here. Things are getting weird, but you know what? There's no team. The door's open. Kansas State did you a solid. They go, look, Oklahoma, they're vulnerable. Who knows? And if you Kansas State, you had that little hiccup, but it was a non-con. You could say, you know what? We get to win the conference. It's
wide
all on
open.
The table.
Wide open.
Wide open in the Big 12.
Road
That's
wins.
What I'm talking about.
KU and K-State are undefeated in the league with road wins.
Wild. Wild.
Let's take a break. See, it's football. It's entertainment. Back after this on WHB.
So close, and to lose that way really twice, just devastating for our locker room and our coaches, and it stinks. So hard to take, but we'll pick it up and go to the next one. All taking up for questions.
Eli, do you know on that last play, did ball slip? Did Nate think
I haven't asked him. I haven't asked him. I saw the replay. It looked like he was positioned to reach the ball out, and looked like it slipped.
I'm so glad they kicked it to Cade, because Cade's got the best hands on the football team, and he got the thing, and I looked up, and there's 32 seconds and no timeouts, and I'm like, wow, here we go again. We're going to beat these guys again here. It's amazing to do this two times in a row here. Boy, I don't know if my heart can take it. I don't know, but it's a good league. Everybody knows it. It's hard to win. Hard to win on the road, hard to win at home. We all know that. And we're going to enjoy this and then find a way to get ready for Texas Tech.
That was Eli Drinkwitz and Chris Kleiman. And then, of course, Lance Leipold leads Kansas to a big win over Duke. This is what
Isn't
I know
it time
about
to
the
break?
Big 12.
Lee Zach come here with the weather. I don't have to talk about this game, do I?
Kansas, Baylor, Kansas State, and Texas Tech are 1-0. Oklahoma State and TCU are undefeated, but they don't have a conference game yet.
They haven't played yet, right.
And then Iowa State, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia, they are 0-1. Texas right now at 0-1, 2-2 again. I talked to some people down in Austin. I ran some of the numbers. I contacted the analytics department, and the results have been confirmed. Texas is not back.
Not quite back.
We didn't know.
Nope.
We were unsure, but I was able to confirm they are not back.
Nah, they should have won that game Saturday. Nah. They didn't.
Well,
that's
they didn't.
That's what they haven't been able to do that thing.
So I want you're here. You don't run from it. You run to it. You don't run from the fire. You run to it. You're here. You tell me right now.
I hung the Power Cat flag
back
up in my office.
You
I came
tell
right here this
me
morning and
before
did it.
Nate can tout Kansas, I want you to tell me right now how K-State won in Norman again and beat Oklahoma.
They played a great game. Adrian Martinez was perfect, nearly perfect.
Mm.
In all those other games where they had beaten Oklahoma, generally speaking in those games, it was a bunch of turnovers and stuff like that. There were no turnovers in this game. They didn't turn Oklahoma over. They didn't run a kickback for a touchdown. They didn't block a punt. They didn't do anything. They went down there, and they played great offensive football and put 41 points up. I did not think. I told you that when you made me come in here and talk to
Lucky. You said 34-17.
I said they're not going to come down and score 31 points on Oklahoma's defense without the benefit of a bunch of turnovers and stuff. And they did.
You said if K-State won, you'd give me $100.
I didn't say that.
I thought you did.
Check the tape on that. Yeah. But Adrian Martinez played great. Chris Kleiman challenged him last week, says you've got to throw the ball down the field and you've got to take chances and just play free. And he did. He played like what they wanted him to be when he came in. And he just was a little too tight in those other games. So,
well, I bet Nebraska didn't like watching that one.
No. Well, hey, listen, he'd had some great games at Nebraska, but there would always end up being something. And Oklahoma, much like the Chiefs, had a chance. They had him back at 3rd and 16 with 3 minutes, 2 minutes to go or whatever, and they let him scramble out for 55 freaking yards. And that was a weird kind of thing, too, because K-State, they couldn't quite kneel it out, and they ended up scoring, and then Oklahoma scored, then they got to the onside kick. That little bit of that situation you're talking about with the way it was with Missouri at the end, you just want to handle the thing. But Oklahoma, look at Dylan Gabriel's stats and tell me they don't look great, right? If you didn't watch the game, he throws for 300 yards, 68%
completion.
Something
tells me you don't like it.
Three touchdowns, no picks, ran for 70 yards or something like that. But he just doesn't quite make the plays you need. They're down 14-7 in the first half. It's 3rd and 3 or 4. Misses a wide open, would have been a 40-yard touchdown pass, right? They got later in the game, they got like a 4th and 2. They run a little out pattern, probably done it 2,000 times in practice. He misses it by 3 feet. So just like a couple little plays here and there. Dylan Gabriel, I told my friends, he's a short left-handed Landry Jones. He's going to put some stats up for you, but you're not going to get a trophy with him because he just doesn't make the plays that you need to make. But if you just looked at the box score, you said, "Boy, Dylan Gabriel was great."
K-State wins again. Now Nate's going to tout Kansas, and Marco can chime in because he was at the game for family weekend with his sister Mia.
Well, he's an alum.
Well, not being able to get service to access DraftKings Sportsbook. Like I told you, make plans ahead of time.
Yeah.
I told you, get the Wi-Fi set up. You don't listen to Uncle Steven, but now you'll know because Wi-Fi is such a key part of going to a football game. Now, who's the best team in the Big 12?
Oklahoma State, probably still.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good or Baylor, answer. I think. You know, Baylor, nice
maybe.
Win for Baylor. They went up to Iowa
maybe
State
not.
And won.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas or Kansas State beat either one of those
teams. I wouldn't
be
surprised, honestly, if...
No.
If... Am I to say that any team beats any team in this league?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd be a little bit surprised if, like, West Virginia beat Oklahoma State or something.
Man, they throttled Virginia Tech. Yeah,
Virginia Tech is not very good.
Virginia Tech has lost to
Old Dominion as well this
now,
year.
He's
but,
trying to
but
break.
They did. But this league is wide open.
This is the most
anyone.
Wide open it's ever been, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Now, he's trying to break. I didn't allow it. I offer you this platform. Talk about Kansas.
Oh, no. Marco's one's got to talk about. He was there. I wasn't there.
No, but just talk about how it feels.
I'll tell you what is awesome. It is awesome to see a beautiful sunny day in Lawrence, Kansas, with a full stadium.
Talk about how it
feels.
It was
so dismal for a decade over there. I'd been
Don't
over there
sit
for games,
there.
And it just was
like a lump
atrocious.
On a log.
It feels great, and because the Kansas fans recognize that they have a real team,
reason to go.
They have a real coach. They have a real quarterback. And when you have those two things,
You got a chance.
And like you said, Jalen, it's every week with Jalen Daniels.
Yeah.
Every week.
Why don't you get a jersey? Does he have some kind of NIL thing you can support?
I'm trying to give him a barbecue pizza deal.
Yeah, he likes chicken
you
know, barbecue
pizza. What about a T-shirt or something? You can't support this kid?
You know me, I don't like to get jerseys with names on the back.
You are a liar.
It's a kiss of death.
It's a kiss of
death, man. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't wish that upon that kid. But I do still think that Kansas is at the point. Look, they're 3.5-point underdogs at home against Iowa State.
They're going to have some shootouts this year because the defense is not quite there yet. So far they've won the shootouts.
Yeah, and the defense makes enough plays to win the game for them. Mm-hmm. But I still think they still got to earn everything. Like a bunch of my buddies, my KU buddies, were texting back and forth. They're mad because KU's like 26th and K-State 25th. First of all, who cares?
Who cares?
Second of all, you keep winning games. You know,
win games.
You just keep winning games. You're
4-0. We know that's how the polls work.
Yeah.
If you haven't been in the poll in 12 years, you're going to have to go 6-0 to
you
get
have
in the
not
poll.
Kansas has still not arrived.
Right.
They have not arrived. You know, every week it's a new chance to show people.
Oh, they're here.
That you're
just come on now. Jump in with both feet.
I'm daydreaming of a bowl game now. That's how far I'm daydreaming.
Oh, you got a bowl game. You got a chance to compete in this league.
Yeah,
there's no dominant team.
They've played one conference game. Let's just kind of
no,
get
winning.
Let's
not
let's
what
not
we
get
do
way
on
out
this show.
Skis.
And then
we
did take
overreact.
Overtime. And it was 50-something to 40-something.
No. This is you are Leonardo DiCaprio at the very front of the Titanic. I want you to
spread your arms. I don't like how that movie ended. I haven't seen it,
but let the wind blow in your face with Rose.
You're dying in a shipwreck?
Listen to me. It was not.
I don't want
to
do that.
There was room on that wood. She killed him. She murdered him.
No.
Okay.
I don't
want to talk about Titanic. That was a murder.
I don't want Kansas football to get murdered by their mistress.
Who is the best team in the Big 12?
I don't know.
But you got to say something.
Probably Oklahoma State.
You guys are saying that because they don't have a conference game under their belt.
Yeah, but they've been impressive.
Seen their warts.
And they have the most experienced, best quarterback,
the longest tenured
coach.
Who's the dark horse to win the conference?
Yeah, there we go. Who's the second best team in the Big 12?
The dark horse to win the conference?
K-State.
Kansas.
Look at you.
Marco, you saw the game. How good is Kansas?
Pretty damn good.
I'll tell you what Kansas has is they have belief right now.
They got
and that is a big part of it when you're trying to pull yourself out of the dredges.
And momentum. Duke didn't lay down.
Duke's a fine team.
And they put up their Dukes. There was a
but
good,
I like
good
the
game,
fact
right?
that KU played that one from in front because the last two games they spotted the other team a 14-point lead. This time KU played in front and showed they could close a game out that way.
Well, they answered the
every
call,
week
too.
Every they show something
you could
new.
See them coming out there. Yeah. You got 48,000 people there and, like, being a little too nervous for it, but they were ready for it. They embraced it. They have belief. They have momentum. They have all of those things going well.
What's
they got another chance
is
this
they,
week.
Yeah,
they got Iowa State coming in. Now they can be disrespected. They're not favored or whatever. And
man, that's
you know.
A good game.
But every week they're just giving you, as a KU football fan, a lot of reason to want to watch.
Reason to believe.
Like every game so far, it's like, oh, I want to see this. See what they do. See how they go. I think it's going to be a good game.
So
you know?
What do you think Kansas or Iowa State?
I think Kansas should beat Iowa State.
I do too.
Iowa State's fine, but they're not great.
What's the line on that?
3.5 is what
Who?
I saw. Iowa State favored by 3.5. And I think that's fair. Iowa State's been around for a little bit. They won some games for a few years. You know, KU still.
And they had a tough game with Baylor. Baylor's
winner,
a nasty defensive team.
What if I told you winner of this game goes to beating Nebraska head coach? Then would you want Kansas to lose this?
That's yes. a ridiculous thing.
I would.
What if they made a stipulation like that? It would be exciting for people.
If they made that stipulation, I would want Kansas to lose that game very close.
I honestly, right now, either one of them might say, nah.
Texas Tech at Kansas State.
Lance Leipold says he's not trying to move. He wants to stay in Lawrence.
K-State wins that game. It's not going to be easy, though. This Joey McGuire has some belief out in Lubbock, too.
Finally, Oklahoma State at Baylor.
I think it's a tough one. Baylor's a gritty team. I think the Pokes are going to go down there and give them a game and win the game. I think the Pokes should win that game. If you want to be
rematch.
Who the Pokes are, you're chewing on the fourth and one where you ran it down there. So I know Mick Schaefer and Corey Anderson totally believe in their Pokes. They think there's no way they love Spencer Sanders.
Are you TCU has not played a conference game, but they're 3-0. You nervous about Oklahoma at TCU?
I told you, I'm always nervous time Oklahoma plays a game.
I'm asking you if that's...
Oklahoma should win that game. They're better than them. Oklahoma should have won the game the other day, but they didn't make the plays. I think they'll be better on defense the rest of the year.
Right.
They'll do a better job of tackling. Adrian Martinez was amazing. Amazing. But, you know, you got to make enough plays to win the game. They didn't do it.
Do you think... It's fair that football kicked me in the balls repeatedly this weekend. Do you
got
think
me
I deserve,
too.
Do you think
you
I deserve
kinda
it?
Liked it?
I got grazed.
I do kind of like it, but do I deserve it?
Yes,
I do deserve
you
it.
Make
you're
these
absolutely
choices.
Right. Absolutely right. I would like to publicly, if she's listened, publicly apologize to my wife, who had to sit there
and listen to all this
for,
talk.
No, for both of the, for the ending of both those games, and I know that she would like either me to leave or she just wants to get up, get in the car, and just drive away, because it's not pleasant. It's not good.
I'm sorry, Susan.
And that's why I love her. I love
apologize
you.
To my. I
I'm
got,
sorry,
I
Susan.
Got
I love
short
you.
With my wife while we're watching the game Saturday.
What did you say to her?
We're sitting over there at Lance's house, and we're watching
Lance,
the game.
He's a troublemaker.
And Oklahoma's going to kick a field goal, and she's asking me something about something in June. And I was like, can we wait here? We got a kid trying to make a field goal.
Let's talk schedules. Let's talk schedules. Let me get my calendar out.
But this wasn't something this weekend. This was a date in June.
What did you say?
That's
to
coming
it?
Up.
That's
you
right
didn't
around
say
the
nice.
No, it wasn't very nice. I said it's effing. I probably would have gotten a penalty with Chris Jones style. I said, I deserve a penalty
stupid.
More. I said, it's effing fourth down here, honey. Let's talk about June during the break.
Let's take a break. We'll find out what Gary Lezak has to say.
And I apologize to her.
Well, that's good. You know, let it all out on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the show. Let's say hello to Gary Lezak. Hello, Gary.
Good morning. I've been listening to you guys. You know, I got a lot on my mind. I have very little time.
Do it.
I just tell you, oh, my goodness. What's going on? We finally have something to complain about. You know, I mean, the Chiefs lose the big games in the playoffs too often, as we know, and they won the Super Bowl because of miraculous recovery by Pat Mahomes trailing 20-10 and keep that team together and putting them on his shoulders. It seems like he's more controlled by the coaching staff than at the beginning of his career when he would let loose in that game. I mean, there's some kind of disconnect between Bieniemy and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes or something. I don't know what it is, but at the end of the half, I know Tom Brady's mature and he's had a 500-year career and all that stuff, but when we've seen it. When there's like 20 seconds to go in a half, he doesn't just run off the field. He always throws a 45-yard pass, interference, intercepted, or completed, or dropped. Okay, there's four choices. So you throw a long bomb, you know, whether it's a Hail Mary or not, with 20 seconds left, you just do that. I mean, it's just stupid to just run off the field. You're the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, my goodness. Chiefs have the same record as the Denver Broncos. And the Denver stinks, and Indianapolis is one of the bottom three teams in the league. They lost to one of the three worst teams in the league right now. Matt Ryan's not going to take that team anywhere. He's horrible, and the Chiefs lost to the Indianapolis Colts, okay? We already know that they're a team that always beats us. But, oh, my gosh, it was just stupid.
About Oklahoma.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm asking you. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was not fun to watch either. Yeah. K-State just has the Sooners number. I don't understand, but Kansas should be in the top 25, not K-State.
Congratulate K-State, though.
Kansas is undefeated. You know, that's good news for the Jayhawk fans. 4-0. Otherwise, the Kansas City Chiefs are heading to Tampa Bay, all right? And there's a hurricane. Hurricane Ian is targeting the Tampa Bay area. Where it makes landfall is important. Could it be Tampa Bay, just south of Tampa Bay, or just north of Tampa Bay, or near Gainesville, Florida, a little farther north? The impacts on the hurricane could impact whether the Chiefs even have a game on Sunday Night Football on NBC. So anyway, we'll talk about that in the next couple of days. It's intensifying into a major hurricane. I'll listen, guys. I'm out of time. I could have gone on and on.
Will you congratulate Kansas State before you leave?
Congratulations to the K-State fans. You know, you beat the Sooners again.
All right. That's all. I want you to be classy because that's what you usually are. Okay.
How about those Missouri Tigers?
And congratulations to nobody because I'm still pissed off about that. Thank you.
Yeah, I texted you at the beginning of the Chiefs game. I told you it's over.
I texted you back. That's Gary Lezak, who's very disgruntled. Back after this on WHB.